KV Zero, DCL monitoring. KV Zero, DCL monitoring. KV Zero, DCL monitoring.
How you doing, Walt? W8FU.
Parents had Verizon too. But guess what saved the day? The super duper IP phone, the Cisco 525.
There you go. Yeah. Well, glad to see it was actually useful. So, good deal. Yeah, I had a, I've got it running on my phone, so even if my phone's out, as long as I've got, you know, like Wi-Fi or something, I could use Wi-Fi. And then I got Wi-Fi calling. I don't know. That probably wouldn't work, Wi-Fi calling, because that is the function, I think, of the manufacturer's SIM. And this, I don't know. I don't know how Wi-Fi calling works. Is it dependent on the eSIM?
So, but like I said, I was able to get through some calls, but like when I tried after the school, you know, the office got a hold of me, and then the school, I tried calling daughter-in-law's phone, you know, carrier air. I tried calling Junior's phone, and, you know, it just went right to voicemail, which told me he was probably in the air, or his didn't work. And then finally, I tried the, you know, the kid's phone, and kid answered, and I said, the baby girl answered it. I said, I need to talk to mommy. So, but I don't know if the, how that works, the Wi-Fi calling. I'm willing to bet Verizon still got their little fingers in it. I don't blame them, you know, because you don't pay their bill, they want to turn everything off. But, you know, they want their money. I don't blame them. I do the same practice. So my guess is they still would have control of your phone.
I mean, if it were a separate app, you know, like, you know, Groundwire or something, that doing your own SIP phone, then sure, you're independent. But that Wi-Fi calling is kind of dependent upon the carrier. You know, they hand it off when they see a, you know. So it seems to me that, you know, there may have to be some carrier involvement in that Wi-Fi calling feature that most are doing nowadays. I don't know. Because it's not you just lost or you have poor 5G signal or cellular signal, I should say. It's, you've lost that altogether. And so, I don't know. So, wonder if anybody that had it noticed they could still do Wi-Fi calling. It'd be interesting. So now I'm in a conundrum. I've got to spend the entire day at the garbage dump. And I just got a call from the guys, and they're at least 60 minutes out. So here I am, twiddling my thumbs.
I take it you have a tower and a garbage dump?
Yeah, that one just a little bit north of you there.
Yeah, I know exactly where it's at. We've got a customer over there that, right across the street, trucking firm, put a brand new shiny building, and in his front yard is that big dump. So my guess is the brand new shiny building was probably inexpensive and real low tax load.
Yep, yeah, this is the one right there off the freeway, a little north of you there. I got electricians putting in transfer switch and stuff for me. This one's turned into quite the job. They got a trench. They started trenching, and the trench started just filling up with water. So they're coming back today with a bilge and other necessary stuff to finish her up. But they can't be there. They can't be there alone. So got to be babysit all day.
Got to do it. Aside from the smell, I guess if I wanted an easy day, if I could, what your worker bees do, I'd raise my hand. Put me up for that job, boss. I'll go watch, play with my cell phone, play with my radios. Bring an HF radio. Make it a POTA spot.
No, exactly. I had a project I just finished up a week or two ago where I had... you know, several hours, you know, the the best part of the day, every day at every one of my sites, I had a contractor out, and I had one of my techs following him around doing babysitting. And that was really inconvenient because I was short of tech. You know, hell, nobody misses me when I'm gone.
Yeah, unless a decision has to be made, then you're important. It's kind of like my company. Nobody misses me when I'm gone, unless a decision has to be made or a mechanical inspector shows up, and then all of a sudden the sky is falling. Probably the same with you. Okay, we got to turn on switch A or switch B. Where's Sean?
No, I say that with every confidence that I'm not insecure. I could sit there, you know, and babysit that site, and I can do 90% of my job, you know, as long as I'm connected, you know. And so, you know, I can sit there, connect up. That's a T-Mobile site there, so I can use my T-Mobile hotspot and get blazing speed, so. Yeah, I just, it's a no issue. You know, on the other hand, if I'm in the shop doing that same stuff, and a car comes rolling up because, you know, their in-car video isn't working or something like that, or their radio's out or something like that, and there's nobody there, and I got a guy babysitting a tower site, well, that's no good.
Got to make sure those work. I don't blame those guys. I wouldn't want to work if that, especially nowadays. I wouldn't want to work if that stuff didn't work. You know, it's all too mission critical nowadays. So that's probably a Q1 emergency, as we call it in our business. Q1. It's urgent and it can't wait or something. I can't remember. Whatever it is, it takes priority. Might make a Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4, urgent, not important, urgent, blah, blah, blah. I think you probably went through the same class.
Yeah, and any one of those systems takes the car off the road. And, you know, it's not like there's this massive surplus of completely upfitted cars with, mechanical issues and wrecks and things like that. You probably don't realize how many wrecks we get. We have a lot of wrecks. It takes cars out of service for a while. And, you just can't afford to have these cars down. Doesn't matter. It's just, you know, even if it's a camera, car's out of service. So, yep, first. Mostly in-car video, mobile data, and radio. All those three things gotta be well, lights, sirens. Yeah, there's a lot of things that gotta be working. So any number of small things, any problem with any one of them, and the whole car is down.
News this morning, last night, there was a real bad wreck involving a couple officers in Warren, and I guess they are pretty seriously hurt. Did you hear about that one?
Yeah, sure did. That was a bad one. Happened in the wee hours yesterday, and two officers are in critical condition. Two people in the SUV that I still don't know if they hit or it hit them or what. You know, there's not a lot of news on that. I mean, there might be. I just haven't read it. But the two in the other vehicle died. So it was a pretty serious accident.
Yeah, same thing. All I knew about it was what I read in the news or the internet or something. You know, it was from mainstream, you know, one of the news sources. But it said that the two officers were in critical condition and two people died. So I thought, oh boy, well, that must have been a pretty high speed thingy. So yeah, it seems like a lot of them are hitting squad cars. And we have the one down there, down by the city, where the state car got smashed and that killed that officer. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, there are a lot of people that don't pay attention when they're driving, so that's kind of sad.
Yeah, I haven't read all the details yet or gotten any information, but apparently this wasn't a pursuit. You know, your first thing that pops in your mind is that, you know, it was pursuit, but I don't know what it was, you know, whether there was any involvement between the two, but wasn't a chase, which is the first thing that you generally think.
Yeah, they didn't say anything about that, so, okay, well, prayers out to them from all of us and our little network, so, change the subject so they don't get in trouble. But, yeah, other than that, like I said, everything was, you know, we had a nice trip, nice vacation. Like I said, it was interesting to look around and see. Definitely, it was kind of funny, the Made of the Mist version. The Canadian boat was always, like, twice as full as the American boat. So that was kind of neat, but the Canadian side seems to have more hotels and more traffic, and it can get you closer to the horseshoe. So I think that was probably the allure. And then they got the walking bridge where you can walk across, and I don't imagine what kind of credentials you would need, probably just your driver's license with a star on it or something. But it was definitely interesting, and a lot of foreign tourists in the Canadian side, a lot of people from Japan, you know, Korea, things of that nature. There's big buses and buses full of tourists. So it was fun to see. We enjoyed it. We had a great time. Restaurants were really good. The food was really good. The discount was really good. Whatever the bill was, you can knock 30% off. That was nice. And, of course, I had to go see the butterfly exhibit. I never did that in my life, but you go into this room and it's thousands of butterflies.
Hey, Wally, let me catch you in a bit. I've got a phone call. I've got to attend to. WANF.
KPP.
Okay, where is Wally?
I had to take a work phone call. I'll call you back in a bit. Hey, KPP.
Roger. W8FP.
N8KPP Mobile.
KE8VSI. What's up?
I am going to the coffee shop, and I'm going to the office. Then I got a bunch of driving around to do today. So, busy day. What about you?
Very good. Well, he's just starting at the coffee shop. I guess that's a good thing. Nothing on my plate today, just the usual daily duties and tinkering at my desk. Running a little FT8 right now, and that's about it. Nothing exciting.
And to put the seatbelt on, the little dinger was driving me crazy. Yeah, last 4 days been kind of off the radar. We went to Niagara Falls via Canada side, so that was a nice little mini trip, mini honeymoon. Mini vacation, mini something, but whatever, it was fun. So we enjoyed that, and now we're back to the real world.
Oh, that's awesome. Very good. Glad you got away. And yeah, the real world will always await you when you return.
Yeah, I ain't been there in 30 years, maybe longer than that. 30 is about a good number. So, it's grown up a little bit. They have casinos now there. Who knew that they put a casino near a tourist attraction? But they did, so we did that. Stayed at a hotel. Everything was walking distance. So it was all a good time. A lot of commercial, at least on the Canadian side. We didn't go to the U.S. side. And, of course, we did all the traditional things. You know, walked in the tunnel under the falls and did the butterfly thingy, and then we did the Canadian version of the Maid of the Mist. So we did all of the traditional stuff.
Ah, very good. Yeah, I haven't been there in about that long myself, so might be worth doing it. And I probably would do it on the Canadian side. What the heck, you know?
Well, it's a lot easier drive. I mean, that's for sure. I mean, it's just, you know, once you clear the Blue Water Bridge, which only half of it's being used right now, but, you know, it's... They're pretty good about expediting cars through. I have to give them that. Both sides. You know, veer to the right and just go there and then you're in. And the questions are, like, minimal. I mean, the question, they didn't even ask for ID going in. They said, what are you doing? I said, we're going to Niagara Falls. Have a good day. So that was the end of that question. And then coming back, it was roll down the back window. We did. This is... ID, so we gave them our little passport cards and handed them right back and said, have a good day. So it's nowhere near like it used to be.
Smooth sailing. Gotta like that. Very good. Yeah, I don't know if I were to go from here, if I would go through Sarnia or Windsor. Probably Sarnia.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. You know, I mean, a little bit harder, but, you know, they got two lanes, depending on which way heavy traffic is. You know, it's a three lane, so they got half of it closed down. So, but we sailed right through, and there was like a 6-minute traffic, or a 16-minute traffic jam, and then the little GPS that, you know, get up at this exit and take all the side streets and then turn right, and poof, we were right at the toll booth. I go, oh, so they do have those algorithms worked out pretty good on the Google and the Apple Maps. I got to give them credit for that because, you know, she was driving there for a while, and it kept saying, get off the highway, get off the highway, and I've learned one thing about those maps. If it says get off the highway, it's usually saying it for a reason.
Yeah, I've done a lot of driving in my day for multiple reasons, and it's been through the beginnings of all that navigation, and yeah, today, yeah, they're pretty darn good. Not that there can't be a better way if you know the area and the goings-on, but in general, you're definitely better off just going with what it says.
Yeah, it did it, so... Quite a couple new statistics about that. Did you know that the falls, they were getting eroded like a meter a year or something like that, you know, from the constant fall or something of that nature. I can't remember what the exact number was. But they've actually kind of eliminated that because they've put in all these bypasses that they're using for power generation. So... It's actually keeping the falls from coming back, you know, that horseshoe shape. And I think they said whatever, they got it down to millimeters now of erosion because they backed off the amount of force. They said, you know, geologists are predicting that, you know, the thing has moved like 7 miles over, you know, thousands and thousands of years. And they were actually able to stop it from moving. So I thought that was kind of a pretty interesting thing. So I guess we do have we can have a little bit of effect on nature. So that was interesting. They were also predicting that the U.S. side falls is essentially just going to collapse, and then it's just going to be a big rapid.
All right, yep. So we're not doing power generation on our side. That's kind of weird, but... I don't know. I really didn't know the goings-on there, but yeah, I suppose if you decrease the flow and or the pressure, that's going to decrease the erosion of it. So, no, I was not aware of that. Very cool. Maybe we'll catch up on our side.
You would think so, because if that puppy's there and that puppy's able to make all that electricity, why not utilize it, you know? It's just going to keep falling, so. But, yeah, it was all pretty cool, so I learned a lot, you know. I was more into the geeky stuff of it than, you know, like the rest of us. So that all turned out pretty good, and so it was a good time. Can't complain.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I did a Hoover Dam tour, before 9/11, and I did the executive one or whatever, the VIP, whatever you call it, because there was such a long line for the tour, and then there was this really short line for the VIP tour. Of course, it was 2 to 3 times as much money, but we decided, me and a couple buddies were there, just decided, screw it, let's go do that. Boy, am I glad I did, because you can't even do that anymore. That was insanely interesting, and you know, like you said, we tend to go with the geeky side of stuff, so it was, I really enjoyed that, and I'm glad I did it and was able to before things changed.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I think just about everybody in any, like, hold on a second, get over this coffee.
Where's coffee?
Coffee? Right in front of the new Baltimore Fire Department. I imagine you guys could probably find me pretty easy.
Well, I'm not far from there. I'm at the dump in Chesterfield. My guys just showed up, so I got to get them all squared away and running, and then I'm going to be searching out coffee big time.
We got lots of them.
Anyhow, I didn't...
We're getting a brand new Dunkin' Donuts built right now, too.
Go ahead, Greg. You're up.
I doubled
there, but
I'm sorry. I said we're getting a brand new Dunkin' Donuts.
Even listen a little bit, Sean. Nothing exciting here. Sounds like you got a day going there, and as does Wally. I'm the one with not much on my plate today. Wally, go ahead.
I doubled everybody twice. Sorry about all that. I said we got a brand new Dunkin' Donuts going up in here too. Go ahead, Sean.
Roger. Well, I'll probably dip down to that whole 23-mile road strip and find something. I'm pretty boring sitting here. I got to be near, but I don't necessarily have to be glued to here. I got to stay within minutes. So, anyhow, they just pulled up, and they look like they're getting ready to build a trench. I'm going to go see what's going on, but I'll be looking for brunch, breakfast, coffee, whatever, in a little bit, in the new Baltimore-Chesterfield area.
I will call you after I get into the office, and we'll see how things go there. Hopefully I can get in and out fast. I got 2 things I have to do remotely, which I would rather do. So I'm going to use those as a let's get moving thing. Greg, your turn.
All right. I haven't done any eating here yet today. The wife's still in bed, so maybe if we don't negotiate some sort of breakfast, maybe I'll head over that way, Sean, and meet you or you guys. But I'm not sure yet.
All right, yeah, I'm, like I said, I got some contractors just showing up. They've got a bunch of work to do here today. And I got to make sure they're all squared away, situated. Everything's, and then I'll be back out here. All right, guys, catch you in a bit. WAW.
I always get behind the person that orders some big foo-foo drink that takes forever to make. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, the first, all the cars ahead of that person, zippy dude right on through, and then you catch that one. Yeah, I'll be driving down a road in the middle of nowhere, and there's a driveway that gets used at most twice a day, coming and going. Probably less than that, and I'm usually behind the person that utilizes it.
Yeah, well, I did learn one thing about my little mini trip, that the Canadian drivers are just as aggressive as we are. So, blowing the horn, yelling, trying to cut pedestrians off, it's all the same, man. So, I think our ways have migrated there to drive. So, and God forbid you drive the speed limit, you know, 110K, which is basically 70 miles an hour, and If you do that, you're going to get runned over.
Yeah, I haven't run into too much of the honking and beeping and stuff in Canada, but freeway driving is about the same, yeah. And it doesn't bother me, though. But I'm used to it. So you do what you want to do. If you're in a mellow mode, you just do the speed limiter a little more, and maybe you'll aggravate some people. Or if you're in a good drive and get there kind of mode, you can certainly accomplish that.
Yeah, well, if you're in the right-hand lane, you got to think, because you got oncoming traffic. If you're in the left-hand lane, you got to go fast, otherwise you're going to get tailgated to death. So it's kind of like, I just want a middle lane where I can just chill and not think. But I cheated with her this time. She won't drive my pickup truck. She doesn't like to drive anything that's, you know, a little bit wider. So I said, okay, this time we're taking your cut. So I was able to get her to drive at least an hour and a half. So I got a little mini nap in yesterday. That made me feel good.
Yeah, there you go. It's good to get a break on those long drives. Sometimes I do all the driving. Sometimes I'll switch off for a little bit like you did. And that it's definitely helpful. So there you go. Very good. And, yeah, take her car. There's that solution real easy.
Yeah, I thought it. Yeah, if you guys go do it, a little mini trip there, stay at the casino on the, I forget what it's called, but it has the word casino in it. It's a real nice hotel. We stayed at the Holiday Inn. I mean, it was very well taken care of, very highly staffed, very clean, but very, very, very dated. You know, they tried to remodel it, but it looks to me like they did the budget-type construction crew remodeling. So, but we can't complain about it, but it was still, you know, kind of expensive for what it was. But the casino, and then you got everything within walking distance. You don't need a car, you don't need an Uber, you don't need anything. Everything is right there. So if you do it, I'll find you the name of that hotel that I would suggest, and that one's real nice. So, and every night, this massive amount of fireworks at 10 o'clock on the U.S. side. So all in all, recommended trip for us people that are near or at retirement.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. And, yeah, the key to that one was location. Like you said, everything in walking distance might be a little pricey and dated, but if as long as it's clean, that to me, that's no big deal. I don't, you know, you go there to sleep. So, very good. All right, well, I'm going to see what's going on around here as people wake up and decide what I'm going to do today. So good chatting with you, Wally. I'll be monitoring in a little bit, and I'll talk to you soon. KEABSI.
NAKPP. Sean, if you're listening to me, if you get mobile, ground wire me, because I don't have a mobile radio with me, or a handheld. I just got the mobile. 73's all. NAKPP.
Roger. W.
W8FU KE8VSI. W8FU KE8VSI.
Okay, what's a boy to do? Start thinking about lunch.
W8RCY.
Yeah, we're definitely getting there. I was looking to get some breakfast, some coffee breakfast, but now, man, we're moving clearly into the realm of lunch.
Well, I finally got caught up on my sleep, and
and I'm supposed to be at the heart doctor this morning. I missed my appointment. I was supposed to be there at 9. I didn't wake up till after 9. Oops.
Was Mr. Gupta, or you see Mrs. Gupta?
I usually see Mr., but I called, and he said, all right, we'll just put you down for next Tuesday. And I said, okay, that's fine. And then we'll just go back on schedule for, you know, the first Tuesday of the month. And I just simply told him, I just said I simply overslept. And I also laughed and said it wasn't because of the football game, even though I stayed up to the end of that.
Roger, all right. I'm going to figure out what I'm doing here. Go from there. Oh, by the way, I should talk to you over on the other one. Never mind. Oh, no. Fine. Hey, that's, you know that Jody girl guy? Do you know his name and call? I'm sure you got it written down. You know what I'm talking about?
I keyed up on the initial part of your transmission, so I only caught the part about the person known as Jody Girl. Yeah, I've got his information.
Did he supply you with any kind of an email or anything? Is there any way to get a hold of him besides, or you just got his name and call?
I think I only have his name and call, but I can check. But I'm in the middle of a file on my laptop right now.
Oh, this is not important, so I'm just curious.
All right.
If in your travels you have a minute to look, I was just curious if there was a way to get a hold of him off the air.
Well, I have friends in little places, so I can probably maybe work up something for you. But I will take me about, I'll get to it in about 5 minutes. I'm just finishing this up, and I can do it, and I'll send you the information via a text to your phone. Will that work?
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's no rush. No rush at all. All right, anyhow, I got to make a call here. WNFU.
Copy that. And I'm actually talking on my one and only radio that has, amateur frequencies in it, and that's the Wooks On, Wooks Off. And it does not have GMRS unlocked on it yet. So I'll be on this one for the time being. All right, catch you later, W8RCY.
N8KBB.
Where you at, Sean?
Well, I'm driving past the Popeyes in New Baltimore. That's where I'm at.
Trying to think of a place. I was going to say M29 Diner, but they don't open till 11. How about Audra's? You familiar with Audra's, the pit stop?
I'm going by it right now.
I will meet you at the pit stop. Drag you around.
Yeah, I am. Still at home, though. That's probably a good 30 minutes for me.
Okay. Sorry about that. I didn't know if you were moseying or not.
We can make it for, half an hour or whatever, an hour. That's fine.
Let me pull it up. How do you spell that? Audra's? I'm trying to find it here.
It's actually called the Pit Stop, Anchor Bay Pit Stop.
Go find me a espresso drink, and then I'll have that while I'm waiting. I'm just camped out here doing babysitting a site, so waiting is not a big deal. That's what I'm doing today.
All right, well, I'll be with my phone here. Let me jump in the car and head that way, and I'll figure it out on the way.
Again, no rush, Greg. I'm pretty much stuck here spinning my wheels anyhow, so take your time.
I'll meet you at Bigby while we wait.
Okay, I got to turn around. I've made it all the way down to Kroger's. I'll be back there in a sec.
You're actually across the street from the fire station. I know you work there, so see that.
Okay, heading that way. And, Greg, you can either we can either meet you there, or you can come get us a Big Beef. Doesn't matter. Nah, no need for you to come past.
KE8VSI Mobile.
I don't know if you heard or not, but Wally and I are going to have a coffee at the Big Beef, so you can take your time. You can either meet us there, or you can just let us know when you're at the place. We're only a block away, a couple of blocks away.
All right, roger that. Give me a clue. I'm assuming, is it on 23 Mile, in New Baltimore, past New Baltimore, or what's it? Give me a general idea.
I'm right downtown. I think I passed it. Wally, are you listening?
Yeah, 23 Mile, just past Jefferson. As you're heading east, it will be on your right.
All right, perfect. I'll be there as soon as possible. I'll let you know if I get an ETA.
Very good. Here comes some nerd with a bunch of antennas on his car.
All right, I got it in there. I think 22 minutes, 11:07, KE8BSI.
KPP.
Into the radio. How you coming along, Greg?
Doing good. Southbound Chesterfield between 24 and 23 Mile. Says 13 minutes yet. KE8BSI.
Okay. We're just on the street. Got a coffee while we wait. And let us know when you're zeroing in, and we'll be on our way.
Roger.
Test 1212. Test 1-2-3.
KE8VSI, 0.8 miles. Looks like I'm going to be a little bit earlier. Title still says 3 minutes, but I'll be there long before that. So very close.
All right. Well, we're rolling. We'll be there.
I'm following the crazy guy.
I didn't think you did. I can never, ever make a left turn out of that place, so I learned my lesson.
I was wondering what you were doing.
Yeah, this time of day, it's really hard to make a left turn. This light makes it so easy. See how easy that was?
That party store on your right is where my mother-in-law died.
When I first moved over here, that party store was always busy, and it was, I don't know what happened. They just kind of like, one day they were closed and they never reopened. Now the big one is at A and B over there on the left, just west of where we were. That one is now the big one. That one seems to be the place everybody goes and gets their spirits.
That little one we just passed, used to go there and get smoked fish. They had the best smoked fish in the back there.
Yeah, you heard what happened to them, what finished them off, didn't you?
Negative.
I'll tell you in a minute.
W-A-D-A-P. Okay, time to make some mud pies.
M-A-K-P-P. There we go. M-A-K-P-P.
Where's your next stop?
Sarah Huntington Ford, dealer in Rochester Road.
All right, across town, very good.
I have to go get the voltage off of the legs that are going to his compressor, because he wants us to propose him a new compressor, of which he needs in the worst way. So, and nowadays, going back to the technical side of the conversation, it used to be one motor fit all. Didn't matter if it was 208, 230, 460. All you had to do is pop the cover off and move a few jumpers around. Well, that isn't the case anymore with all these new high-efficiency standards. You have to know exactly what it is where you start. So if it's 208, you have to order a 208 motor. 230, you got to order that. 460, you got to order that. So things have changed. Technology, but I guess that's how they were able to get the efficiency up, whereas old days, one size fit all, it didn't matter.
Oh, all right, I get you. Well, that's a quick, easy stop anyway, then. Get the number you need and place the order.
Yep, line to ground, line to ground, line to ground. Multiply it by pi r squared or some stupid thing. I don't care. All I need to know is what each individual line is, and I know what they are. I don't have to do the math anymore.
Yep, Roger. I get it. Making my way back home. About 7 minutes to go. Looks like today's going to be a dreary one all day. I'd say in rain, even thunderstorms later this afternoon.
Oh, wow. Tomorrow's supposed to be nice. The rest of the week I thought was supposed to be nice. At least when we were sitting there at lunch, I had a better view of the television. So I thought the next 5 or 6 days were supposed to be nice. Sean could get out on his bicycle like he wants to. So sounds good. Did you try hitting that repeater or did you just listen?
I just monitored for a little bit. I did not key up.
Yeah. Well, he said that there were a lot of choices that he could do, you know. Either one of the two would be great, you know, digital choices. I don't think that would be, but, you know, if we can get them to play nice and if our little Who Cares network works, you know, I think that would be kind of a cool little bugger to have in the sky, too. So, especially if we got space and manpower, you know, I'll be the manpower.
Yep, roger that. Yeah, I have to poke around. I'm wondering, if there's a used market for those, or if AC themselves have any kind of incentive still.
Yeah, I don't know. And, you know, DMR would be nice, too. Anyways, anything that's, you know, digital, I think would be kind of cool to play around with, because ultimately that's what we do. It's not necessarily a matter of need. It's a matter of let's make this work.
It would be a nice, shiny new toy.
There you go. It will be a nice, shiny new toy. So I have to work for the next 3 days. Thursday, I got to go to the other end of the state. And, what do I got to do over there? Oh, my buddy's son is getting promoted to fire chief. so, and I've known this young man, I think I might have told you that, I've known this young man since he was born, and so we're going to the ceremonies.
Oh, awesome, good for him, that's cool.
Yeah, it's cool, it'd be good, it's good for him, he'll enjoy it, so, but that's it, then visit my mother, stepfather, you know, on Friday, and probably hit them Saturday morning. So, and get a program or radio up, so, to talk as far that way as I can. I know there's a good old analog standby, buddy of mine, Gary, N-A-G-H, been around forever, you know, real knowledgeable, like Sean, his whole world was radio business. He's got his own repeater that's used to be fairly popular, but now it's not. But every time I go over there, I throw my call out in his repeater, and he always answers. So that's kind of a refreshing welcome home.
All right, very good. Well, still got it up and running. That's good.
Yeah. He's kind of like, you know, lost the desire to, you know, enhance, you know, like I was telling him about All-Star and all the other stuff, and, you know, he says, nope, no digital for me. I'm done. What I know is what I know. I says, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, people do get to that point, and I'm that way on some things, but in the end, I'm still a tinkerer, so I guess that's good.
That explains that radio on your dash. That's a tinker toy.
Yep. All right. I am on final into the subdivision, so I will let you go. Again, thanks for waiting on me and pointing out a good lunch. That was delicious. KEVSI, I'll be transitioning into the house after your final.
Take care. Make sure you call the tower and clear for final approach. 73. 88 VSI from N8KDB.
Free mud pies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they decided to hit the tower top, and it's like, man, I need some M80s or something, a slingshot. Although I don't know if I could launch it that far.
Just hope they don't fly in front of one of the microwave dishes.
All these damn birds are trying to work here.
KF8S. Where working at where?
Near New Haven. I-94 and like 25 miles of New Haven road exit.
Aha, well you can get into the N8SA repeater from there.
I could. First, let me use his bathroom. That's why I'm out and about. Had to leave the job site. Go find a bathroom.
Yeah, stop at a McDonald's or something. They're forced to clean them.
Yeah, I think there's one of those. I'm at 26 in Gratiot. So let's see what my selections are. Look at that, McDonald's.
Well, hopefully it's a clean one. Back in the day, they had to clean them. I was on a road trip with my friend. He's like, I'm always stopping at McDonald's because they always clean their bathrooms. Like, okay.
I'm going on your recommendations. If it's not clean, I'm going to blame you.
You can blame my friend from 1998. Well, that was when we went. Pick yourself up some hamburgers and french fries and stuff while you're there, too.
Yeah, I'm not hungry, but I feel compelled to get something. Maybe I'll get a drink if nothing else. Anyhow, I'm here. I'm going to get inside and get to the bathroom. What the heck is this free candy van? I don't like this.
Oh, there's a Meijer nearby, too. They may have bathrooms. But I don't know. Whatever. Enjoy. KFADS.
I'm here now. I'm committed. All right. Catch you in a bit. Love you. Well, it passed.
N-A-K-P-P.
W-B-A-E monitoring. W-B-A-E monitoring.
ABAPR.
That got hucky fast. N-A-K-P-P. How nasty was it? N-A-K-P-P from W-A-W. W-8-R-C-Y, this is W-8-E-A-P. W-8-R-C-Y, go ahead, sir. Yeah, Donald, I haven't talked to you in a few weeks. Just wondering how things are going. Obviously, you got your new call. So, just wondering what's going on. Just leaving work. Well, thanks for checking up on me. I mean, I'm alive, I'm breathing, you know, stuff like that. But, no, I really haven't been up to too much of anything. We just closed out on my mom's estate and probate and all that stuff about a month ago. And I'm just making, you know, plans of what I'm going to do for the remainder of this year and go into 2025 with a whole new different attitude. Still working on my health, things like that. I mean, I overslept this morning. I missed my heart check appointment. But I'll just go next Tuesday. I usually go the first Tuesday of every month. But I turned 68 this past Friday. It was my birthday, and I overdid it. And, you know, with very little or no sleep. Matter of fact, I went on a 90-minute nap before breakfast on Saturday morning with the guys. And I made it. But I was on pure adrenaline and caffeine.
Roger on that. Well, I'm not that far behind you.
Yeah, there's been a few birthdays in September, so. Yep. Well, things are going good here. I'm still sitting up and taking nourishment.
Yeah, I got to lay off the pop because I'm getting some bad headaches from it. So that was one of the things my regular doctor told me to do, you know, and so on and so forth. Plus now, as of the 1st of September, they changed my schedule up a little bit. I used to go see both the chiropractor and a physical therapist on Mondays and Thursdays here on campus, and now it's just chiropractor on Monday and physical therapy on Thursday. So that got split up. And like I say, I see my cardiologist on the first Tuesday of every month, and I kind of like overslept that one. And the receptionist got a good laugh out of it and said, should I tell him that's the reason? I said, that's fine, you can tell him, but, you know, I celebrated my birthday, and, you know, it was just a never-ending battle, and I realized I can't do that anymore. I don't have the pace or stuff like I used to, but, you know, I sometimes have been known to burn the candle at both ends and in the middle. And sometimes you pay for it. And so, yeah, that's what happened. But it is what it is. But really, though, nothing much new. I'm just good. You know, I'm glad to hear from you and everything. And, you know, so on and so forth. As you know, I listen for you. I don't even know what time it is. Yeah, well, no, you're getting out a little late. You usually get out a little bit earlier than this.
Yep, I went in to work. Well, I stayed a little bit longer today. I'm going to stay a little bit longer tomorrow. But, had a root canal, as they say in New York, a root canal today. So came in a little bit later than normal. But, yeah, it was actually a pretty bad one. The dentist doesn't have really good, it's like 50-50. This is going to work. I'm going to have to get the tooth extracted. Oh, well.
Yeah, I had two of them done at once back in, like, 99 when I was working for American Honda Motor Company / Acura. And I had to take the morning off and went in. I would normally start work at 7 in the morning, and I got to the dentist's office a half hour early before he opened up. He started at 8:30 to get this done for me, and did both of them, and I was at work just before 11 o'clock, and my boss looked at me and says, you back already? I said, yeah, I had two of them done. I'm fine. He goes, did he give you anything? You need any pain? I said, no, I'm perfectly fine. He just looked at me and goes, I want your dentist's business card if you can go through that. And I said, no, it was a piece of cake. But that was in 1999, and about 3 years ago, I had to have those two extracted because they just broke down after the course of time. And I've got a couple of implants in there now. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know what everybody's getting all shook up about. You know, but I have one of those dentists that, you know, you want a beer before we start or after we're finished?
Roger. I've had two root canals from this dentist and never felt a thing during or after. Never had to take anything. Zero pain. This one was a little bit different. It was a little bit more complicated. I had to go to a specialist. This one is giving me a teeny bit of pain, but not even enough to take any pain pills or anything. It's just, I can just barely feel it. Barely. So, but yeah, he just doesn't know if it's gonna. I mean, it's a long story, but he says it. You know, if this doesn't get better in a month or two, then it may have to, you know, go to other options. And one of them is extraction. I said, I'll tell you right now, if this doesn't work, I'm going right to the extraction. I'm not doing step 2, 3, and 4. I'm just going right to step 5.
Pisses me off. I guess this is a high school classmate of mine, and I saw him this a couple Saturdays ago, and he was asking about him. I said, no, I ended up having him extracted because he's no longer my dentist because my insurance changed, and he doesn't take, you know,
the 65 old fart senior Medicare insurance. So, but I said it lasted. It lasted a good, you know, 20 plus years. That's good work, but they just finally, you know, were starting to break down and chip and fragment, and I had to have them extracted with the dentist that I have now. But, yeah, you know, if you got a dentist that knows what the heck they're doing, yeah, you know, you're quite fortunate to come out of it, you know, pain-free. And like I said, I went back to work that day and worked perfectly fine, and the 2 days after that before going into the weekend. So, yeah, it is what it is. But, yeah, that's about it, though, on this end and this side of town. I'm really not doing too much right now. I'm considering my options for the general, but I was going to start taking it, like, yesterday or today, and some other things I got to work out on, like I said, before now and the end of the year, so we'll see. But I'll probably get it just for the prestige, and, you know, and it'll look good on my resume, as some people would say, like I'm going to write another resume anytime soon.
Roger. Well, I got really good dental insurance. It's like pretty much everything is covered. I mean, I had a bridge and a crown, and a bridge, a crown, and two root canal that didn't really, I mean, it'd be $50, you know, deductible for the beginning of the year, and pay zilcho, nothing. My sister had a root canal. She had to, she paid like $2,500. She was mad. She goes, I wish I had your insurance. But, yeah, lucked out. So hopefully I'll get all this teeth crap done before I'm 65. Because they're going to force me off company insurance. So, yeah, a couple more years.
W-A-R-C-Y for identification. Yeah, but like with me, I mean, I retired at 56 on a disability, so my insurance changed sooner than I wanted it to, because I was planning on working until I was 62. But, you know, you just take the punches as they roll or something, and, you know, but the dentist I have now is excellent. He's over here, he's about 2 miles, not even 2 miles from me. He's down on John R., just south of 11 Mile, so, you know, not that far for me to go to instead of all the way over to the east side in St. Clair Shores, where I'm from anyway. But, yeah, it is what it is. But, yeah, once you hit that number or you retire or you're forced to retire, yeah, your insurance changes quite a bit. And like I said, I mean, you remember me talking about my eye surgery. I mean, my entire out-of-pocket for all the work that were done on my eyes earlier this year was just $550. And that was, I had to pay the fee for the surgery center. That wasn't covered. It was in a separate place from the doctor's office.
Oh, no issues with my eyes, knock on wood. But you never know. I've been around long enough to know that there's no guarantees on anything. You know, it's just things can change drastically overnight. I've seen it in my own family and, you know, friends and friends' parents, and you never know. Anywho, so what are you running, the Wuxin? Are you running the Wuxin right now, still?
Yep, copy that. KGUV9PX, SHTF radio from Wuxon, Wux off, as Sean likes to call it. And it's the only radio I have right now that's talking 440 and 2 meters, so, yeah, it's nice little workhorse. It's 8 watts, and it, you know, I haven't heard anybody say, you know, I don't have a strong signal with it at all. And I'm trying to get it unlocked, and I'm having problems doing that. I got the cable for it, and then when I put the software in my computer, it jacked up my computer. And it took me like a week to get my computer back to abnormality. That Chirp software just messed up my entire laptop, so I had to unplug, reset, and start all over. And I borrowed the cable from the person, and I returned it to them without, you know, doing it all over. So, but I'm in no hurry like everything else. It's, you know, it's baby steps and step by step.
so on and so forth. And the same thing with my Motorola's. You know, Sean's busy, and I, you know, there's no rush to get things done. But I got this, and it's working fine for now.
Roger on that, yep. Running my little mobile on low power with a small antenna, very small antenna, not my normal antenna, it's my highway antenna, or going through the woods antenna. Anyhow, I'm just about home over here in Shelby Township, so I'm just going to say catch you later. Just wanted to see how you're doing. Sounds like you're doing okay. And I'll give you a shout tomorrow around 6 o'clock or so, see if you're out there. Have a good one. W8RCY, W8EAP.
Copy that. Well, I truly appreciate you, checking up on me and so on and so forth. I truly appreciate it because I know it's sincere. And, it's good hearing you on the radio. Don't work too hard. And, if I catch you tomorrow, if not, fine. If, we'll catch up with each other sometime during the week. But I'm usually on this one, like, every other day or something because I rotate radios out. Sometimes I'm just on GMRS, and sometimes I'm up on my DMR for Moto Turbo. But, give me a shot. I'll show up somewhere. Have a good evening. Enjoy. And do take care of yourself. W8RCY, we're clear.
KCKJO. Wally, the Alpha tonight. KCKJO monitoring in Memphis. On the Richmond repeater.
Hello, this is Juliet Quebec 3, Alpha Alpha Lima, JQ3, AAL, calling through a call link to KHFVI repeater. Any stations waiting for your contact and standing by, over. Hello, JQ3, AAL, calling TQ and standing by, over.